This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
That's right, you're listening to Free Talk Live, talk radio you control, taking control of the airwaves using 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Ridley,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about Tulsi Gabbard and this hit piece, and you know how this sort of attack piece also has affected Ron Paul in the past, and it's sort of a common tactic. More common than it should be.
It's pretty common when you don't want to spend time thinking about a candidate. I can't say it's not news when a white supremacist is supporting a particular candidate, but I think it's kind of tough, right? Okay, so the white supremacists supported the Democrats for a very long time.
Yes.
Strom Thurmond was in office well within my lifetime. As a matter of fact, Hillary Clinton supported him. Democrat, white supremacist, right? The whole deal. Then the Republicans sort of became the party of white supremacists, and now we have to determine, now we have to hunt down how many white supremacists support this candidate or that candidate. It's getting a little weird. Tulsi Gabbard isn't a white supremacist, and to put her name in a sentence with white supremacists is crappy journalism.
Now, is she even eligible? It says here that she was born in American Samoa.
She's an American citizen.
That does count as an American citizen, and one of its territories?
I would presume that you would have to get an opinion from her lawyer, but that sounds fine by me.
Okay, I mean, I'm good with it. I think the requirement to be a natural citizen or to be 35 years old, both of those are arbitrary and should be thrown out.
Well, I was starting to wonder, actually, you know, whether it was actually a requirement that you be born outside the United States in order to run for president, you know, with all McCain and Obama. And, I mean, you know, I don't know what happened with these guys, but it seems like everybody that gets close to it, after a while you find out, hey, they may not have been born in the U.S. or they may not have been a citizen or something like that.
I think that's probably been the case going pretty far back, but lately we become so nationalistic and so afraid of foreign influence that the possibility that we might elect a president who isn't a Christian or isn't American, because for so many people, even among the Democrats, those two things are pretty closely tied together.
Well, it's the only qualification for the job.
Yeah, if you say you're an atheist, you're not becoming president.
Well, that's not a stated qualification. I will agree with you that atheists are going to have a difficult time getting the office at this point. I think every year that goes by, the glass ceiling for atheism gets higher and higher, you know, or thinner and thinner, depending on how whatever it is. And at some point it'll go away before we even know it has gone away. That Americans aren't that interested in that. But, you know, they didn't need to see Obama go to church that often in order to make it really comfortable. Whereas for George Bush, you had Republican churches praying to cardboard cutouts of George Bush.
Did you? I know they're essentially doing that with Trump.
Yeah, check. I think it's Jesus Land or something. Well, it's a good idea to, if you're believe that praying is an effective means of changing the world, then you should pray for the president. However, to only
they were praying for George Bush.
Yeah.
Well, see, they're praying to Trump for all intents and purposes.
Well, you can make the
claim. I mean, they call him the savior and things like that.
It's insanity.
It is. Not they, as in a large portion of Christianity, but some people, some Christians in the United States, absolutely consider Trump
right
to be God's chosen one or whatever.
So six paragraphs in on this independent article, they say, none of this is to say that Ms. Gabbard has sought endorsements from white nationalists or foreign adversaries. Rather, she's denounced Russian influence operations meddling in U.S. elections and has disavowed white supremacy and the likes of Mr. Duke. I'll bet you the Russians don't care what you or Democratic candidate or anybody else thinks about their posting memes about the presidential election in the United States. I mean, if your election system is so fragile that the posting of memes somehow breaks it, it needs to be broken.
I would certainly agree.
A more robust system.
But I think it's more insidious than that. I think a lot of people want to section off the United States from the internet in the same way that the European Union is doing, in the same way that China is doing, so that we can just sort of isolate ourselves from the rest of the world and can be truly controlled by the state at that point.
Yeah, that's what they want. They want regional internets. You're right.
And I'm not a fan of that. And I think this sort of Russian hysteria, I mean, we've already seen them use it to make Facebook crack down on political dissenters. We saw CopBlock go away. A number of anti-state websites, pages disappeared from Facebook. And it was spurred by this Russian hysteria. I mean, how much further is it going to go before Google search results automatically filter out websites because they're known to be linked to Russia?
It's going to keep on going until the American public says, stop it.
The only reason people are so against Russia at the federal level these days is because Russia's not a threat anymore. When Russia was actually a threat, they were prancing all over the Russians.
Well, they did some pretty crappy things in the last decade. I mean, the taking over of Crimea, the way they did it, wasn't exactly, kosher.
Yeah, where is Crimea in comparison to the United States? Again, it's where it happened. By the location of their grievances shall you know them, right?
If the United States decides to take over Cuba, I'm not going to support it just because it's geographically close to it.
Right.
And I don't support the taking over of Crimea, even though the Crimea, maybe the Crimeans should have been given a real opportunity to vote to bring the Russians in, and maybe they should have had international people, counting the votes, whatever it takes. I don't care. And then the Russians blow the Netherlands flight out of the sky, and that's a real problem. Civilians get killed in this situation, and then they don't want to cooperate, which, of course, guilty parties tend not to want to cooperate. So I'm not a big fan of these folks, but when it comes to meme production, this isn't collusion.
But
this isn't news.
With Eastern Europe, remember how far away the American forces were from Moscow back in 1990 when they promised they weren't going to get any closer. And every year they've gotten closer. Much, much closer. Whenever you hear about these, there was an incident with a Russian bomber in NATO. And you look on the map at how close it was to Russia, it's always like that, it seems like.
Well, we definitely have surrounded them with military bases.
We're acting like the Warsaw Pact used to act. The Americans were relatively the good guys in the Cold War, and the Warsaw Pact was the one that was, wow, look how close they are to Berlin now. But now it's the shoe is on the other foot.
Agreed. I agree with you that it takes two parties to fight a war, and the United States is by no means the party that has just been sitting there and getting bullied or anything like that. I 100%. But
I don't know that I would agree that the United States was even the good guy during the Cold War. I mean, to me, neither of them was particularly good, but both sides were instigating the violence and trying to escalate it while keeping it from actually erupting beyond their control.
Well, there was one side that had more military offensively deployed, and that was the Russians during the Cold War. That's the way it was. Now it's the other way around.
I don't think it's fair to say that. We've been waging war across the world since the end of World War II.
Well, the Russians during the Cold War would have attacked had the United States done more with NATO than they had. So they were sort of feeling this situation out. They were in aggressive posture, and we were very close to a nuclear war with the Cuban Missile Crisis. It was just, by sheer luck that it didn't go off at that time. Those were, dicey times, and I'm not here to defend Stalin by any stretch of the imagination. Anyway, Tulsi Gabbard says here, I've strongly denounced David Duke's hateful views and his so-called support multiple times in the past and reject his support, the Democrat said in a recent statement to the media outlets. A spokesperson for Ms. Gabbard, Erica Tulji, also said in a statement to NBC News, it's ridiculous to suggest Russia supported her presidential bid. So
it's ridiculous, but that won't stop them. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. This is 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Give us a call.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehash stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. news.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Right, this is Free Talk Live. Talk radio, you control. Take control of the airwaves with 855-450-3733 or give us a call using the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com. And we've been having a discussion about Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah. She's the kind of sweetheart of the libertarians that I see on Facebook these days.
Which is interesting. I haven't seen any libertarians come out in support of, but I'm very rarely on Facebook. I spend as little time as possible on Facebook. It's basically just to promote or post the daily podcast from Call to Freedom or to post about Free Talk Live.
I support that. You know, more or less, the time you spend on Facebook should be very limited. I think that Facebook is a nice place to promote whatever you're doing. It's supposed to be a very effective ad platform, as I understand it. It is a good place to share the pictures of your sort of family with your family and friends or things like that. Maybe share a few recipes, chit-chat about a vacation, things, you know, more or less use it as an online journal. If you don't mind the fact that the federal government is, you know, paging through it and that you're putting down things for, you know, future employers. But don't spend time there. Like, there's these keyboard activists that go on Facebook and they attempt to change people's minds on Facebook. And I think that you could, in my opinion, you could not waste your time more. If this statement offends you, 855-450-3733, and talk about whatever it is that you wanted to talk about on Facebook, unless you're chicken. Because Facebook is just a place where people go to argue about dumb crap.
I mean, it is, but in their defense.
I posted, don't spend time arguing with morons on Facebook, and three morons tried to fight with me about the statement.
I'm ready to be the next moron to fight with you on that.
Okay. How many people have you convinced of anything?
I can't fight with you very precisely. I can't fight with you with precisely what you said. You're actually right in the narrow sense that if it's just trying to change someone's mind, then no, that's not useful. But anytime you're getting eyes on a useful pro-freedom project of any kind, it doesn't matter whether the eyes are on Facebook or Reddit or CNN or whatever. It just matters how many eyes there are.
I would say that if you have a well-designed meme that somehow gets people to think about the ideas of liberty, great. However, as a guy who's done, you know, I did activism at the border of the United States where I tried to make the Customs and Border Patrol agency produce reasonable, articulable suspicion for detaining me. All right? Like, 1,000 years of English common law says that one needs to have reasonable, articulable suspicion for detaining somebody, but they detain thousands of Americans per day, if not tens of thousands of Americans per day, asking them for their citizenship. And all I want to know is, what is exactly the legal justification for this? Because I don't believe the Supreme Court has answered this question particularly well.
You want the state to explain itself?
Yes.
So, I would love that, but I don't think it's likely to happen.
And I produced a video. Well, you know, not that I expected the state to explain itself, but I at least expect Americans to understand that, you know, the government's required by its own laws to do certain things, and one of the things is when it detains you is to have reasonable, articulable suspicion. And instead of these people saying over and over again, because all you had to do is tell them your citizenship.
That's not the point.
Well, duh. Like, you think I sat in there as a guy, you know, like a family man, 48 years old, well, I guess at the time, probably 46, 45 years old, and I didn't know that all I had to do was give my citizenship? I mean, seriously, if you could figure out how to work a keyboard, you should have enough IQ points to rub together to know, I know that I don't need to worry, like, all I had to do was say my citizenship. I did it 3 times before that. I know. Well, it was actually 2 times.
And they still detained you?
No, it was at different stops. I worked my way up to this. I had 4 different stops. The first 2, I gave my citizenship. The third one,
were these in the same journey? Like, were you traveling down a highway and had to go through 4 of these checkpoints? Or were these, like, spread out over
weeks? We traveled across the United States in 3 weeks in a car. And so these were in a variety of different locations.
Interesting.
In one location, I'm like, are you kidding me? Is what I asked him, and he just waved me on. So You know, this time I realized, well, if I'm going to have to be very confrontational to deal with it. And I actually got, sort of amusingly enough, I don't know how to say this without sounding like a pompous American, but the whole crew were Hispanics, right? With accents.
The Border Patrol.
Huh. Hispanics with accents, asking me for my citizenship.
That's a new level of Stockholm
collaborators.
Syndrome.
Collaborators.
And they've got their citizenship. Maybe they were born here and they had accents, you know, whatever. I don't know the specifics of it, but it was just kind of amusing. And I, you know, here I am. I'm saying, do you have reasonable, articulable suspicion that I'm not a citizen? Or whatever, you know, something. You need to state something to detain somebody, and right. They didn't. And, you know, just the general public, I think the general public, they aren't very moved by activism when they see it. And maybe you'll get a couple of good people here and a couple of good people there. I don't know. But I'm pretty jaded on activism as a solution to things these days. I think Dave Ridley's probably going to get a lot of views in his Churchill stuff just because he's Dave Ridley's great on a microphone. But... you know, what's it going to result in? I don't know.
I am speechless with obsequious appreciation.
No reason to grovel.
Well, what vehicle for change or impacting people would you prefer? Facebook is out. Activism is out.
Sure. So you're going to convince people, right? So right. In the United States, what you've got to do is convince people.
Not necessarily. So you just have to mobilize the ones that are already convinced.
Okay.
So infiltration of the arts, perhaps?
I think you could call into Free Talk Live.
Right, I meant more encompassing, though. Perhaps, like, some libertarian
200 radio stations is pretty encompassing.
Absolutely.
So
is that it? Just it? Radio shows are how you can reach people?
I find words to be very convincing. Maybe I'm wrong, but, you know, I find them to be convincing. I don't find people get broken out of their little worlds very much. I think you have to, as Dave advocates here, you have to have a certain concentration if you're going to see some level of change. But I'm not even sure that level of there has yet to be demonstrated, you know, that actual freedom can be created, like a scalable freedom can be created by doing concentrated activism, like getting a bunch of activists together. I think it's a good idea. But the Free State Project was as far and removed, the most successful has not yet managed to achieve this, and I don't know if it ever will.
No,
all the other options, not just the other geographical options, but the other political options, like using, you know, Libertarian Party or whatever, that has all worked worse.
Yep.
Everything has worked worse than the Free State Project, except for Bitcoin.
If you want to be free, the closest analog to freedom is wealth. So work hard, make money, stop listening to the man. How's that?
That's great advice.
The more you got, the more they can take.
Tell us what's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-453 as in freedom. Or use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Parts of Oklahoma and Texas are under tornado watches as the area braces for severe weather, which could include tornadoes. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt says his area is doing what they can to be prepared for the storms.
Mark Gower, our emergency management director, has been keeping us abreast of the situation, and it's kind of changing throughout the day, but we're just making sure we're prepared, and we've got eyeballs on this storm, and we're just praying for the best.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants to make the minimum age to buy tobacco products 21 in the United States.
Today I'm introducing federal legislation to make 21 the new minimum age for purchasing any tobacco product anywhere in the United States. Cigarettes, e-cigarettes, vapor products, and everything else.
President Trump is holding a campaign rally in Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855 453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves with 855-453, as in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or if you want clearer quality, you can use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.lrn.fm. And is there any more to extract from the story about Tulsi Gabbard?
We've sort of milked it as much as they can. This independence, this article from The Independent here in the UK is about as blatant of a hit piece as I have ever seen on a politician.
Oh, and it's in the Independent?
The Independent.
Okay, so they're a foreign agency trying to influence American elections.
That's correct. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. So they're complaining about the Russians. They're complaining about the white nationalists. They're complaining that Tulsi Gabbard
They're complaining about foreign agents influencing American agents while being or elections while being exactly that.
Yeah. Here's what my favorite. There's a little video here with a link. It says Tulsi Gabbard, presidential hopeful and defender of dictators. This is the war machine and its most blatant bits of propaganda. At its finest. I mean, you get an opportunity to see it here. It's just so visible. And
this is from The Independent, right?
Yeah.
Aren't they a UK-based website?
Yes, yes. That's okay. What we just discussed here, is that they are a foreign agent apparently attempting to use facts to... there is nothing here that sort of... They don't talk about any of her policies that are positive. They say she's supported by the Russians, she's supported by white nationalists, and at one point her opinion on the gay community wasn't good enough.
But she doesn't have a finger collection. She doesn't run a torture chamber at Bagram Air Force Base. She hasn't violated children and then wiped out their families to cover it up. So she's got to be taken down. Now that's what the establishment that's accusing her, that's what the establishment has done. That's what the U.S. government and its murderers have done.
It's, well, you're talking about actual war crimes, and in many cases they've been defended until they couldn't. They were no longer defensible.
Trump is hardening them.
Well, they're working on that very much. This is what it's all about, is that these companies that make things that go kaboom realize that every once in a while they got to have a new conflict so that they can spend all the munitions they've built up over time so that we can then have the new conflict. It's not good enough that the military goes out every single year and dumps ammunition and munitions so that they can then buy more in what they call spend ops. But it's necessary to go out and deplete all of these things at higher rates and all this stuff. I mean, like, the value of war is so mitigable, but these people will make whatever opportunities they can. They'll take whatever opportunities they can to go after anybody who speaks against the war machine. Anybody. Yeah. I mean, Free Talk Live has been attacked on this issue multiple times. Lost
they
radio
came
stations
through the
over.
Door.
What's that?
They came through the door.
Yeah, well, the FBI came through. I'm not 100% sure why the FBI targeted Free Talk Live, but I can tell you they never sent us another piece of paper. They came in here. They stole something like 90 pieces, tens of pieces, dozens of pieces of electronics equipment. And the only time we ever heard of them again was when we were like, hey, we've had another incident, and then they came and stole one more computer. They actually kind of traded for it, but they made an involuntary trade. They gave us a camera that didn't have any memory back. But I haven't heard anything from them.
No, and you never will. I hope not. No, it was about attempting to shut down what you were doing, I think.
It's a theory. But if they wanted to shut us down, they would have done different things.
You think so?
If they really wanted to shut us down. So you can look behind you. There's two big computers and server racks over there. And those computers, something similar to them, were in place at the time.
Right.
They pulled out those two computers. There's four hard drives in each of them.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, they pulled out three of the hard drives and left one in it. The other
they
one.
I know that's not how RAID 5 works, right?
I don't know what RAID 5 is, but I bet you do.
It's a redundant array of inexpensive disks. It's backup hard drives, essentially.
So did they get all the information by taking three hard drives?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's great, because I didn't know that. I thought that leaving one hard drive would be a weird thing to do, that if you're taking things like thumb drives out of people's desk drawers and stuff, that leaving a hard drive in a computer doesn't make any sense. And then on the other one, they took one hard drive and left the other three. And to me, these sound like very strange behaviors.
Those are strange behaviors.
It sounds like a threat. It says, all I need is one hard drive because I'll find whatever I want on it. Thanks very much. Bye-bye. That's what it sounds like.
Well, I'm assuming here that the studio servers use RAID 5, which is four hard drives, sometimes more, but they all have exactly the same data. So that if one of those drives fails, all of your stuff is still safe.
I don't know.
I would assume that. But it's certainly not practical to take one of those drives and then have to rebuild the entire array.
Okay.
That's not the best way to go about doing it. Nobody who works in IT feels happy when they're told, oh, we need to rebuild this array.
They could have taken any piece of electronic equipment here that they wanted, and they left all the pieces for us to run a radio show that night. They busted in at 6 a.m., and by noon, everything was set back up.
Wow.
For us to run a radio
okay.
show. And then we run a fundraiser, and then the listeners paid for all new equipment. Thank you, Virgil Vaduva.
So it definitely wasn't a direct attempt to shut you down. Certainly not. Not
it
if you were back
up
and running.
Allegedly, I heard they made a comment to the effect that they wanted to make sure they didn't shut you down that night.
Yeah, that's what one of the FBI
said. That's good.
He said he wasn't going to shut us down. But, what they didn't say. If this would have made a lot more sense, is just picking up the phone, ring, ring. Hey, is this Mark Edge? Yeah, I hear you got a family. This is John Smith from the FBI. And I hear you have a family, and I just want to let you know, you need to shut up about the FBI. You've stepped across some lines here, and bad things are going to happen. That would have been so much more effective than busting in some kind of weird raid and confusing.
It's not the federal way. They're like the old Yugoslavs. They're not pure evil. you know, they have this procedure and they have this way of doing things, and it hurts people, but they could do a lot worse. Does that make sense?
It could be, but, you know, then somebody writes in an email, this weird email that says, "We're the ones who planted child porn on your computer." By the way, there's no evidence that child porn has ever been found on these computers.
Of course not.
They've actually never demonstrated that there was evidence that there was a download, although somebody could have, you know, used the network that we gave up. At least 100 people had access to the network Wi-Fi password at that time. Because, well, this is a radio show, and when people come in and use the studio, we give them a Wi-Fi password, or did, back in the day. Now you don't. But, you know, I don't know whether anything was downloaded through the network. I don't know anything because the FBI refuses to protect and serve me with information.
Have you submitted a FOIA request?
No. I'm not asking these people with anything. The last time I saw them, they took 80 pieces of my electronics equipment.
Okay, but they didn't take any of mine, so I'm going to submit this FOIA request.
All right.
And I will let you know how it goes.
I'm curious about those 80 door stops that they have of mine. These computers that I will never use again. Can you imagine?
Did I say they're not evil? I should have said they're not pure evil.
Yeah. I think you said pure evil.
Okay, good. Gotta be precise.
Well, if somebody would have called in, and if they would have called me up and said, "You don't know what you're talking about, and you should keep your mouth shut about things you don't know about," that wouldn't have been a necessarily evil statement to make.
But would you have assumed such a person, if they called and said, "This is John with the FBI, you need to watch what you're talking about, keep our names out of your mouth," would you have actually taken that seriously?
I would be the one that they would be most likely to believe that would, if you understand.
I do.
So, I don't know whether I would or not. When threats are made, you have to sort of assess them as they're made.
True.
And I don't know. I mean, would I listen to a threat made? Yeah, I'd listen to a threat, sure. Now, how would I react? I don't know.
See, I think by default, I would just assume it was somebody trolling or messing with me in some sort of capacity. I wouldn't expect it to actually be a Fed, because it would just be so foreign to how the Feds normally operate that it wouldn't seem to be sensible to assume that it was, in fact,
a Fed. Could give you a telephone number at the FBI agency to call them back on.
Ah, there you go, yeah. That would be alarming. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, or use the Discord call-in lines at discord.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50, sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Ridley,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about Tulsi Gabbard, which followed a discussion about the Ridley Report and some changes being made to it. And we actually are joined now by Bad Slave, who is calling in, I think, from New Hampshire, correct? Bad Slave, you are on Free Talk Live?
Yes, from New Hampshire is correct. Thank you. Great to talk to you guys. Thanks for being there. Good to see you, Dave.
Hi.
and Mark.
Jesus, just I'm right here, about, Bad Slave.
Huh?
Nothing. Go ahead.
I wanted to talk about Facebook. Because, you know, since it came into being, I originally didn't want to get on Facebook. I took a chosen name and became a nom de plume. And I went ahead and I did that with, my mobile phone too. And I have somewhat of a barrier. It's kind of broken down over time. I have operated within this realm of Facebook, which, you know, I think is probably the one place that the New Hampshire Liberty people gather. I mean, of any other place.
Well, don't they gather at forum.shiresociety.com?
They do, but that's just a subset. Not nearly the size, I've got over, 1,300 friends on Facebook, and they're all kind of liberty related somehow, not necessarily all in New Hampshire, but, I've actually had good dialogue with people on Facebook and changed minds. I've got four women that were Occupy people. You know, when we were kind of joining with the New Hampshire occupiers, and I convinced four of the Occupy women to join a Second Amendment shoot.
Everybody likes guns. They're always fun to get out there. It's like shooting off fire.
Yeah. And I more recently, I had a guy who hated the, had really bad words for the Free State Project, and I think I converted him He's on the seacoast.
Are you sure you aren't overestimating the impact you're having on these people? Because converting someone, that's a pretty strong
term. I got to admit, Dan actually changed my mind on something once that I was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you remember this, don't you? Sorry, I called you by.
Go ahead.
The person whose name is not Dan told me that. We were talking about whether that time that I got arrested for trying to film outside Joe Biden's event.
And, right.
They were gonna offer me, I don't know, they were gonna file it or something like that. Instead of going forward with any fines or anything.
Oh, you listened to me about
you said
pursuing that?
You advocated no, I should not let them file it. I should go ahead and fight. And I think you might have been the deciding factor because I really was on the fence as to as long as I'm not actually having to help the government, I'm not necessarily against them filing. So, but anyway, we went ahead and took it to court and it was the whole shebang and they prosecuted me and then we ate their lunch.
Yeah, good for you. Did we actually do that over Facebook or was that?
No, it wasn't Facebook. Over Facebook. It was in person. We were talking in person right before.
Yeah.
Well, but using Facebook.
I'm out there too. I'm meeting people and, I go and have a beverage every now and again and, and I sit and talk with people and I've gathered Facebook friends that way.
Maybe I'm just too jaded, because I go out, I have beverages with people, and if anybody talks about the Free State Project, that's the last thing I want to talk about, honestly.
Yeah, I dance around the issues as much as possible.
If a local talks to me, if somebody I don't know is talking to me about the Free State Project, I'm generally, I don't generally want to have the conversation because, there's been, whatever. I have the perception that there's enough bad press. No, seriously.
I do like talking about it.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I, like I said, maybe I'm jaded.
I mean, I just wish there were more to talk about. I wish there's more of a level of activity.
A lot of times people seem to really listen to me, and I try to, kind of bring them in and stuff. But I have a lot to say about it. And I'll go on I've had some really good interaction. I had one guy buy me my appetizers and a couple of beverages.
I'm not going to say it's impossible to reach people, but I mean, again, what you're talking about, Bad Slave, thank you so much for the call. What you're talking about there, this guy who buys you appetizers, you're obviously not having that conversation on Facebook, right? I'm not convinced.
Oh, yeah, I believe you need words, audio to convince people.
And
I'm a radio guy, right?
Yeah, and you can certainly reach people on Facebook to some extent, but I think all of that is missing the point. I think it's just about exposure when we start talking about using Facebook and things like that, because when a person first hears these ideas of liberty, they're so foreign to what they're used to that we sound absolutely crazy. But the second time they hear them, it sounds a little less crazy.
Agreed.
And by the 50th or 60th time, it becomes almost normal. And I think that's where the value is of using these sorts of platforms. But as far as convincing people directly, it isn't going to happen.
Well, people aren't convinced of much, whether it's politics or sports or whatever they're passionate about. Usually they develop whatever their opinion is. This is one of the reasons that so many political action groups dump so much money into colleges because want to get, they want to convert whomever it is that they can convert at that moment when they're actually making up their mind about something because they believe they've targeted that as the pivotal time. And I'm not prepared to disagree that about that age is important.
The Free Staters converted me too. I wasn't much more than a neocon when I started getting interested in this project. And by the time I'd moved here, they had completely changed my mind on many subjects. And then by the time now I'm more libertarian than they are.
I would agree that there is a subset of humans that have their minds open still and can listen to logical arguments. However, what I find is that in the absence of continued bolstering of that opinion, they just kind of, drift off and go back to doing the things that they were doing. People listen to Free Talk Live for, a year, two, three, And then they're like, well, you know, I found out about this Liberty thing, and it's never going to happen, so off I go. And they might philosophically, I believe with you, I agree with you guys. However, from a practical standpoint, X is never going to happen. All right.
You know what might work too is just need to get some rich people to move here, like Bruce Fenton did. We could multiply that a little bit. I think that might be the thing that puts us over the top.
Yeah, when it comes to winning campaigns, all it takes is a certain amount of money. Then you could get enough people in. And I agree with you, Dave. If you're going to look, all I'm saying is something needs to be implemented that changes the course of politics in New Hampshire today. The Free Staters have changed the course, but they need to change it more in order to be successful.
All right. Well,
I would agree.
I'll work on something.
The biggest example I've seen is that cannabis isn't even legal here in New Hampshire.
Right. You can move to Denver, Seattle, L.A. You can move so many places.
I mean, you can move to Vermont.
Awesome places.
You can move 10 minutes to the south or to the west, whatever, and find legal pot.
Yeah, well, it's Kratom's legal here, and it's illegal in Vermont. And then now it's starting to get harder and harder to have certain weapons in Vermont. So taxes. Overall, this is still a freest place. Except for occasionally it gets beat by
someone. I'm not going to horse trade my rights and my freedoms. I'm not going to say, okay, it's fine that I don't have this freedom because I have this other one.
I think it's hard to retrofit the state, okay? And that's what we're doing. The state is an organization. Its organizational model, the way it was designed, was to control humans domestically. Like, that's the whole point of it. It is an organization that claims a monopoly privilege and the use of violence in a given landmass. It is an authoritarian structure. And to take the authoritarian structure and, you know, tweak this and turn that and do the things and make that authoritarian structure freedom-oriented, that is a colossal task that the Free State Project has set before itself.
You're not wrong. And an impossible one, I would argue. I mean, since that is counter to what the state literally exists.
It's impossible if nobody does it. That much is for certain.
Excellent point. 855-450-FREE is in freedom. It's 855-450-3733.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.